Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from the studios of Columbia Station for the nation's capital, WTOP, in Washington. The occasion of this broadcast is the dedication of radio station WJEF, Grand Rapids. Since the hour of 7 this morning, WJEF has been broadcasting sparkling new Columbia programs to listeners in the Grand Rapids area. What you have heard today is an indication of the program service available at 12:30 on your dial. As a part of the dedication of WJEF, I take pleasure in introducing Mr. John E. Fetzer, Managing Director of the Fetzer Broadcasting Company, owner of radio stations WKZO and WJEF. Mr. Fetzer, a well-known pioneer in radio, has been associated with every phase of the broadcasting industry during the past 25 years. As a result of his travels abroad, he prepared the first comprehensive report on European broadcasting and is the author of the book Standards of Practice for Domestic Broadcast Stations. He is vice president of KXEL, a 50,000-watt station in Waterloo, Iowa, and the past president of the Kalamazoo Chamber of Commerce. For more than 7 years, he has been a member of the board of directors of the National Association of Broadcasters and a senior member of the Institute of Radio Engineers. At the present time, Mr. Fetzer resides in Washington, where he occupies an important wartime post as United States Censor of Radio. As such, he supervises the voluntary censorship of more than 900 domestic broadcasting stations in the Western Hemisphere. It gives me great pleasure to present to you Mr. John E. Fetzer. Mr. Fetzer.
Scarcely more than 20 short years ago, the nations of the world, sickened at the destruction and slaughter of warfare, pledged themselves to outlaw the use of military force as an instrument of national policy. Never again, they solemnly vowed, should man be led to organize mass slaughter of his fellow beings. In the historically brief time between the two world wars, the peoples of the earth had made incredible strides in the advancement of art, science, and invention. Harnessing the powers of nature and converting abundant resources into things of usefulness, they had built a new and vastly improved physical world. Tireless machines performed much of the heavy toil which once bent the backs of men, dulling their senses and suppressing their spirit. In the fields of transportation and communication, man had risen above the barriers of space and geography and widened his horizon to the full circle of the earth. Living in this enriched world, released from so many of his former physical burdens, blessed with enlarged opportunities for greater knowledge and understanding, with an increasing margin of leisure for enjoyment and inspiration, surely man had reason to look forward to an era of enlightenment and peace among the nations of the world. And yet the unhappy fact is that we find man once again using the instrumentalities of destruction. Discoveries of science dedicated to prolonging and enriching life are being used to wipe out human beings on a scale and in a manner so wanton as to eclipse the most barbaric episodes of recorded history. The ingenious and powerful machines by which we have linked together the furthermost corners of the globe are now devoted to service in wholesale destruction of life and property. Among all the products of man's inventive genius developed during the 20 years of peace, none has contributed more to the enjoyment and welfare of mankind than radio. Today, in enemy territory, radio has become a new and deadly weapon of war, more deadly than the tank or the long-range gun or the flying bomb. Wielding the power of radio, ambitious and unscrupulous men have destroyed men's freedoms. Seizing radio, they have used it to create distrust, to breed suspicion and hatred, to undermine men's faith and hope and courage, and to spread lies which cause mass populations to rise up against each other. Thus has the light of human liberty gone out in one country after another. We in America have come to the unhappy realization that we ourselves may lose the freedoms we cherish unless we protect them, that the last outpost of democracy must be defended if our own democracy is to be preserved. As a result, we in this country are engaged in a determined effort to win this war. And in winning this war, we not only will preserve our traditional democracy, but will preserve the instrumentality of our democratic communications. Among the more important voices of our democratic communications is our free system of American broadcasting. So long as we enjoy our traditional system of radio, the people in this country can be assured of remaining the best informed people in the world. By keeping our radio free, we can continue to bring you the voice of a president and the voice of his opponent. We can continue to present the voice of a rabbi, priest, or minister. We can remain free to bring you the many voices that make America a fortress of freedom and a powerful arsenal of democracy in the war against dictatorship and all for which it stands. To this effort, radio station WJEF in Grand Rapids will make its contribution. The effectiveness of WJEF in furthering the cause of the war effort will stem from the very nature of our American system of radio broadcasting. From its inception, American radio has been synonymous with freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of religious worship, freedom from government subsidy or domination. It has brought to the people of the nation swiftly and accurately, without bias or editorial flavor, the news of every theater of war. It has promoted public debate and discussion of the war issues of the day and has carried the voices of leaders in and out of government to the furthermost parts of the world. Because of our desire to continue this public service in an enlarged sphere of action, it was decided by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company to establish WJEF in the city of Grand Rapids. Our organization comes to your community life fully aware of the tremendous responsibility that a radio station must accept in order to merit membership in the family, business, and professional life of one of America's finest cities. We do not take this responsibility lightly. We know that it is our job to serve you, and that no matter how successful we might be otherwise, if we fail in this paramount objective, we have failed completely. It is our pledge that we will not fail. We are particularly delighted to identify more actively our operations with the city of Grand Rapids during this year of 1945. We believe the establishment of WJEF is symbolic of the new opportunities which present themselves for war service in 1945, the year which marks radio's 25th anniversary. 25 years ago, radio was sending its feeble impulses through the air in a modest bid for public attention. Few men at that time envisioned the greatness which has since matured for this miracle of communication. No one could have predicted the warmth and the enthusiasm with which it was to be taken into the hearts and the minds of the American people. Through unanimous public acceptance, radio in America has developed into an instrument of great good. It is more than a medium of mere mass communication. It is a medium for mass accomplishment in a nation at war. It would be well to remember that this gigantic industry, its past, its present, its future, rests upon one simple, almost whimsical foundation, and that is the ability of the broadcaster to furnish programs people want to hear. Thus rests a tremendous responsibility upon the American radio industry. In this respect, we, the operators of radio station WJEF, believe we know and understand our public responsibility. We stand ready at all times to serve the people the business enterprises, the schools, and other public institutions of Grand Rapids. We want you to share in the operation of this new enterprise. We want you to help us tell day by day the story of an honest, thriving, home-loving city. After 15 years in the broadcasting business, our company is delighted to identify its operations with one of Grand Rapids' oldest institutions, the Pantland Hotel. In the penthouse of this fine hotel, WJEF has installed modern studios, newsrooms, artist quarters, a transmitting plant, and bright new executive offices. From these quarters will emanate radio programs of community-wide interest. It will be our sincere purpose to represent the best in entertainment, education, religion, and the public forum. In addition, our sister station, WKZO Kalamazoo, through the medium of the Fetzer Broadcasting Company Network, will supply programs of outstanding merit to station WJEF. Likewise, many programs originating in the WJEF studios will be fed to WKZO for service in the Kalamazoo Battle Creek area. During this period of all-out war, our first interest is up-to-the-minute news from the various theaters of combat. The WJEF newsroom will be serviced 24 hours a day with the worldwide news of the Associated Press radio wire. When necessary, any and all regularly scheduled programs will be eliminated or cut in order to bring you the very latest and most authentic war news. Through the medium of our national and international networks, news and other programs will be presented from New York, London, Paris, Rome, here in Washington, as well as other world centers. As a final word, I should like to add that it will be the policy of radio station WJEF to make haste slowly. Someone has said that in any field of endeavor, to make haste slowly means to make no premature promises of brave new worlds to come. For WJEF, it means building soundly, firmly, and solidly. Radio is, after all, a mirror of the genius, of the talent, and the thought of the American people. In the operation of WJEF, its level can be no higher than the general level of the education and culture of the city of Grand Rapids. It will never be any better as an educational medium than the educators who use it. It will never be any better as a vehicle of the drama than the playwrights and the actors of the theater. And it will never be any more intelligent as a forum on public affairs than the people who do our thinking on public affairs. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to dedicate radio station WJEF to the end that public interest in Grand Rapids shall be served, that it shall be an instrumentality of aiding the war effort, that it shall be a beacon of unbiased public discussion of world events, education, and religion. In short, that it shall be a radio lighthouse of informed public responsibility. Thank you, and good night.
You have been listening to Mr. John E. Fetzer, Managing Director of the Fetzer Broadcasting Company, owner of radio stations WKZO and WJEF, speaking to you from Washington. Mr. Fetzer's address has been delivered on the occasion of the formal dedication of radio station WJEF, Grand Rapids. This broadcast came to you from the studios of Columbia Station for the nation's capital, WTOP, in Washington. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.